Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So we used to do this show called The Secret Show. It was like in addition to this show, little dirty little podcast. And I'm sure it's still out there. But we did a segment called Bad Advice. And someone who has been a longtime listener has written us for some advice. And we've got to talking. And so we've set up a badadvice973@gmail.com. If you've got a problem, we used to love solving it. It was fun going around the room doing
it. It's really up to you guys if you want to do it.
Right.
You want to do it? We're down.
Yeah.
It was super fun. It was always interesting to hear people's take on whatever the letter had to say. And many times it was just interesting to hear what's going on out in the world. Like you hear the story and go, oh my God.
There were so many times that we would read one of the letters. I'd be like, I can't tell you how profoundly grateful I am that that is not happening in my life.
Right.
But we're here and happy to help you with that. So
we're going to still call it bad advice.
I guess.
Okay.
It could be Dear Sarah and Vinny. I don't know. Although this one starts out, and it's funny because this one came in on text, so it was difficult to piece it all back together, but it starts like this. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Thirst Trap Maddie.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
I'm really loving the billing above Maddie.
The Thirst Trap Maddie?
Yeah. Yes!
Actually, today it should be changed too. Let me start over. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie. Oh, you know what I was just thinking? We should have soap opera music going under this, you know?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
You don't have to. I just, you know, just thinking.
Hey,
you
ask, I do.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, she texts him, hey, I'm going to need your... I don't answer texts.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Okay, ready? By the way, the subject line on this is justified suspicion.
Mm. Oh my God, it's perfect.
Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie, I've been dating this guy for 6 months, and everything's great.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, we can't.
Oh, fudge.
You're going to have to find one without me talking. We don't want any yapping. But that's the right idea. That's the kind of music. We're going to start over.
We're
never starting this.
These are the what does it say about the times of our Vinny? Remember that? What was that from?
That was from the Days of Our Lives.
Right, but then it's like a... Oh, this is good.
Never mind. That's
we
good.
Don't need to get to the bottom of that.
Okay.
Is there any talking on this one? I just don't want to get interrupted again.
No.
Okay.
It's a bit. There's actually nobody wrote in.
This is it. This is the entire bit. I hope you're enjoying it. All right. I think we solved that problem.
Good job, everybody.
Oh, God.
We're the best.
Let's give ourselves a pat on the back for solving no one's problems ever. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie. I've been dating this guy for 6 months and everything's great, except for one tiny detail. His ex-girlfriend is also his landlord. She owns the house he rents, lives in the unit above him, and texts him about stuff like plumbing issues or cooking smells or whatever lame excuse to text him at all hours. Last week, she came downstairs to check the smoke detector and ended up staying for dinner. He swears they're just friends. She just left a bottle of wine on his porch with a note that said, "Thanks for feeding me." Wonder if there was like a little heart drawn on it too. Am I being insecure or is it time for me to call this out? I'm not going to say the person's name. Jay in Burlingame on the app.
You haven't called it out already?
Right? Begin.
No, they need to move.
The boyfriend needs to move.
Clearly this person is not respecting boundaries. So either he needs to communicate the boundaries more clearly, but it's hard when you're in a situation where they're like the power dynamics and you're living
yeah,
in the same
it's
building.
The landlord.
If he's truly over her, he needs to move. Maybe you've been together long enough. Maybe he moves in with you. Make it easy.
Could I disagree more?
Oh, my goodness.
They move in over this?
Why not?
You go from being dating.
She's obviously concerned.
In separate locations. Hold on.
Them.
Separate locations. And you're dating. You meet, you hang, and then you go back to your separate locations. You go from that over this to now living together.
Over
no
this.
Way.
It's his ex who you're not comfortable with. You're not friends with. It doesn't.
They've been together 6 months. Isn't it time?
Okay, they've only been together 6 months. I wouldn't say they should move in together yet.
Oh.
I didn't know.
But he needs to get
months.
Out of there, you think?
I think so, yeah. It's like if you break up with your ex, you can't live with them anymore.
What's the lady's name that wrote in? Do we have
Jay?
Jay, here's what you're going to do. You dump him immediately. You break up and you start dating someone else. The end.
Vinny, have you not been listening to what all the women of the Bay Area are saying about dating? Yeah. She's got someone for 6 months. She's into him to the point where she's jealous over this landlord-girlfriend situation.
Listen. You can't go to people, I don't think, and ask them to change their entire life because what's happening right now makes you feel insecure. Now, maybe they have a deeper love than I know of in 6 months. Maybe they are soulmates and maybe this is the movie love she's been waiting for. But more than likely, it's just another relationship. It might meander along for a year or six, but unless it's that thing that you, at 6 months, you're going to go and start calling shots and expect this guy to bounce.
Yeah. No. I say she doesn't. I feel like you guys have all missed it. This is what needs to happen.
What?
No, I'm not on their team at all.
She needs to march up the stairs to the landlord's apartment and lay down the law.
Oh, and get him kicked out.
No more texting. You can communicate via email with real landlord things. That is my boyfriend. You're not stopping by for dinner anymore. That's it.
It's not the landlord's fault. He needs to set the boundaries. That
no, he obviously cares. He's a man, baby.
She's going to march
dating,
up
yes,
the stairs
and lay down
and
the law.
The bill flag.
That is correct.
I think you guys are overreacting 100%. I mean, I'm friendly with my ex. I lived with her for a year while we were separated.
Well, I'm going to march up to her apartment and tell her what.
No,
what.
I mean, they have a relationship. He's told her all this stuff. He's not hiding anything. He's like, yeah, she drops a bottle off lunch. She came for dinner. He could be hiding that stuff if he was actually like
maybe
interested
she's
in her.
This. Maybe they're sitting there, you know, Netflix and chilling. And
I
his
think
phone
she's
keeps
insecure.
Okay.
She needs to get over it.
But that's
and
the
just,
thing.
It is
Hold
just
on.
The way the situation is.
That's the point I'm making is I don't think you can go around calling shots at the 6 month mark unless there's real deep like love there and the conversations are. We're gonna marry, and and let's have kids, and this is
that's usually where you're at 6 months.
What?
No,
I mean you're in it or you're not in it. In 6 months, I'm not wasting any more time.
You're already way past I love yous. You're meeting each other's families.
And like, if you're not, then yeah, what? Walk away
you're
from this.
In 6 months?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh my God.
Do we know how old this person is? We don't know.
Well, honestly, I don't have a whole lot of issue. I mean, we grabbed this.
No, she's just insecure.
So I don't disagree with you, but what I'm saying is I don't really think that when someone puts you on your heels or makes you feel insecure or uncomfortable, that is at 6 months, I wouldn't be able to go to her or him in this case and say, the situation where you live is making me feel really uncomfortable. I really need you to solve the problem. And then put it on him, I think he would go, okay, bye.
Okay, well then, He's well, not then the guy for you. He's not ready for a real relationship where you can talk about your insecurities and you can support each other.
He's also, here's
if
the thing.
If he can't see that it's valid that it makes her insecure, that his ex-girlfriend is coming over unannounced and
when
bringing
she's
wine.
Not even there. Bring it, right, drop it
but
off
But she
wine.
Said she hasn't even brought it up. Like,
yeah, she should bring it up. That's what I'm saying. She should bring it up.
But she doesn't have to do ultimatums. It's just like, hey, this might be bothering me. And then he has the opportunity to come back and say, hey, this is just the way it is. We're friendly. We're, you know, I'm.
This is where
I'm,
I live. I love it here.
I mean, I went on a date and somebody was very concerned that I was so friendly with my ex. And I'm like, that's just, sorry. You know, that's how I am. I'm friendly with all my exes. And that was a red flag to her that I was friendly with all my exes. I'm like, that's just me. I stay friends with people. I don't burn bridges. I don't need to do that. But definitely was scaring. It scared somebody off. So I don't know.
So what if, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what if you met a lady? This is, you know, let's give it a year. You meet a lady, you've been with her a while, and then she says, look, we're together now. I need you to cut the communication with the ex off. This best friend stuff doesn't work for me. Would you, in the case of someone you love and your future together, be able to cut out your ex, or would you hold to that and say, no, you're being insecure? I'm just curious.
Cut out totally?
Yeah, bye.
That would be a rough one. No, I don't, at this point in my life, I don't.
But you love her.
I don't think that's, I would ever.
You'd need that old relationship alive and.
Not a lot. It's not an old relationship. I mean, it is an old relationship.
It is, of course. It's your divorced wife.
It's somebody that I will care about, and I want to make sure they're doing okay. I'll check in. Like, I don't think that's such a bad thing.
So you would take a stand?
I would take a stand, yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm getting the bad advice.
No.
I'm just curious, based on what you said about this situation, I was curious how that would play out in your life. To me, I feel like a person who says, you need to not. Now, if you had kids together, there's no getting around that. You're going to communicate with your ex because you are co-parenting two little kids or one through five.
We have a dog.
Okay. So you just can't say goodbye to her.
Not yet. You guys want some text from people?
Yeah.
Sure.
415, you guys, for bad advice, it sounds like there are three people in the relationship. The girlfriend, the boyfriend, and the ex, and that can't happen. It has to be four voices, bad choices. Okay. No, that's the name that they're suggesting for this. Four voices, bad choices.
Oh.
The other one
that we got,
good.
We got some other suggestions. The unqualified four. Hot Mike's cold takes, questionable counsel from the 707.
I think we might just stick with bad advice.
Yeah, that's like hardly
like
the
questionable
issue.
Counsel with the gavel.
408, I'm with Vinny. Dump, because I don't want no trouble.
I just think that's a dramatic choice. Just have the conversation, first off.
Yeah.
Well, look, this is, and people who know me know why I would do that. I'm not going to come to someone and be like, I need you to make me feel comfortable. So you need to make a change in order for me to feel okay about your life. I don't feel comfortable doing that to someone. I feel like
that's you, though.
I know. And I'm saying that.
Right.
I'm,
but if she's feeling like, if she's writing to a radio show, you know, we are your friends, yes. But we're not invested in this. But if she's not comfortable with these texts, so I think at the very least she should say, please tell your ex-lover, landlord, that to stop coming up with excuses to have interactions with you. Like, it's clear there's still something on her side. And if he doesn't do that and it continues, then I think she either goes upstairs and beats that lady up or she just breaks up with him.
Boys are stupid. He might not have even realized that she might be trying to
signals. I know. I mean, some of this stuff is like, really? You're here to check the smoke detector? Uh-huh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm getting a lot of texts about what I just said. Agree
which was
with
what?
Maddie. No reason can't be friendly with the ex. Hey, Maddie, enjoy being single from the 408. Okay.
Burn.
Any person who demands 100% cutting off of an ex is a loser. Hang in there, tough Maddie. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, aren't relationships all about making sacrifices?
Yes. Compromise.
Compromises.
I'm not good at
compromising. Oh my God, please stop hurting yourself. He hurt himself on the door out there too. What else did the text
I have a lot to say, 451, I have a lot to say about this bad advice as I dealt with a similar situation to Maddie and the listener with my current partner. Look out for an email from me coming later.
Julie,
on Odyssey. Wait.
There we go. And the email address.
You. Long form.
Bad advice 973@gmail.com.
707. I hope Maddie enjoys being alone forever. Thank you.
Well, better than being a third wheel, I guess, huh, bud?
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, it's not a third wheel, it's a fifth wheel because a fifth wheel is useless.
A third year wheel does come up. It makes it a tricycle.
Yeah.
It's still rideable.
That's exactly what they said.
All right. Well, listen, Jay in Burlingame. I mean, do we all agree that she should at least broach the subject with him? Or is Vinny just, are you completely,
no,
don't
look,
even bring it up?
I understand why. I think probably Bob has the right thing. You can't, first of all, you can't go plant a flag in the upstairs neighbor. You just can't.
I'm being dramatic, but yes, you can.
I do think it's probably best at this point with 6 months of investment to at least say, this situation makes me uncomfortable. I'm fine walking away, but I'm also open to you doing something to cut off that what feels too familiar conversations.
And it feels fishing too. Like she's trying to create situations.
Right. I need that to feel more businesslike and less like her. You're open to her
coming down and
coming
hanging
by.
Out
yeah.
when I'm not there. Oh, your girlfriend's not here. Great. Let's have dinner.
But
what's
I also
deal?
Would be ready when you shoot that shot to say, and I'm willing to walk away if this is something that's important to you.
So ultimatum.
I think you got, well, otherwise you're going to sit there and eat it.
Right. One or the other.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.